Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lamer. Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'yamarta alayhem. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael and tell them, Isha ki sazri av yolda zocha. The woman will conceive a child and give birth to a zocha, to a male, v'tomash av asyomim, ki mei nidaz dvoisa titma. The Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Ches Amud Bey, says, Omer Rav Chiya bar Ava, Omer Rav Yochanan. Chiya bar Ava said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Kol ha-mavdil al ha-yayin b'mitzoy shabosis, havin le-bonim zechorim. Someone makes Abdullah on one mitzoy Shabbos will have zechorim, male children. Siv, as it says in last week's parasha, la-havdil b'en ha-kodesh, b'en ha-choyl, b'en ha-tomei, b'en ha-tor. Then afterwards it says, la-havdil b'en ha-tomei, b'en ha-tor. And right afterwards it says, isha ki sazri v'yolda zocher. So there's a connection between making Abdullah and giving birth to a zocher. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Aymer, having leibonim haruyin lohiro. You have children that will be roi from to be mei roi ro. Dixiv lahavlo bein atomei bein ator ulohiroys as bnei Yisrael, and to teach the bnei Yisrael to be mei for the bnei Yisrael. So you have to understand what's the connection in these words of the Chachamim between making Havdalah and Al Hayayin, and to be Zoichet Tabonim Zechorim and Meirei Hara. So Agmar Rav Shimon Shlom Zatzal says that when we speak about Zechorim over here, we're talking about Yilodim B'nei Das. Zochor is from the Lashon of Zechira, which is a Kayach HaSeichel. So we're talking about you'll have children that are B'nei Seichel. Gain that Chazal say in Masechtas Pesachim, Asherim Mishabonav Zechorim, V'oilei L'mishabonav Nekevais. I mean, if they're Bonim, then they're not Nekevais. But it means to say, Bonav Zechorim, praised is he whose children are Zechorim, that they've been Seichel, and not that his sons are Nekevais that have less Seichel. You know, women were given other Koichas, but the Koich of distinction, the Koich to be Mavchin between one thing and another, the Kayach HaSichli was given B'davki to a Zohar. So sons that are begat as Zechir, that's called Zechorim. So he says, what's the pshat? What's the connection? So he says, what's Havdalah? Havdalah is the ability to make a distinction. When a person makes Havdalah, Meitzoy Shabbos, Hamavdol ben Kodesh L'Choyl, he has to realize there's a big difference between Kodesh and Choyl. He's misbeinin in that. And he's Ashrei, Ashreinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into a matzav of Kedusha, and we're separate from Inyanei Choyl, that even though during the week we have Inyanim of Kedusha, he has to be mizbeinim in that, and he has to know what is Kedush and what is Choyl. A lot of times people have to make decisions. You know, it's very, sometimes there's like a no man's land area where people think it's Kedusha and it's not really Kedusha. The Eitz Hara has ways of making people think it's Kedusha. You have to be mafchin. Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, Ben Yisrael L'Anim, to realize what the glick is to be a Yid, and not to go over to the ways of the Goyim. And sometimes, unfortunately, in Golas, we pick up the ways of the Goyim. You have to be mafchin in that. Yisrael L'Anim, Ben Yom Hashvili, Sheishis Mei HaMaaseh, to be mafchin that Shabbos is a special day where we enter a different world. So someone that has that Koyach HaAvchana, that's going to go over to his children. They will be Zechorim, they will be B'nai Seichel, that are able to be Mavchin between one and the other. They will be able to use their Seichel. That's the Bechin of Bon of Zechorim. And Moirei Haro Zichr, they have to make distinctions between cases and between different halachas. So what's Al Hayayin? So Shwab says, Poshit, that Chazal say, Chamra V'Richni Pikhinein, you know, wine and Besomim, they make a person a Pikeach. I wanted to be moisiv that in wine gufa, you see the koyach havchon. Chazal say, why is it called tirosh? Zocha nasa roish. If you use wine for a good purpose, you could become a roish. Wine can make a person happy. You can make him a little bit high to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midr gisav, he's not zocha nasa roish. You can make him lose his money and blow it on wine. Right, if he's zoich, he's able to be mishnamish wine for a good thing. So the koyach avchana could be seen in wine. So hamavdal al hayayin will be zoich at the man of zechar. That's basically what Rav Schwab says. Davrel b'nei Yisrael lemer isha kisazri of yolda zocher. So Rashi brings down the Chazal. Omer of Simloi, Kishem she yitzirotzei shalodam achar kol behema, chai v'oiv, b'masa bereishis, kach toi rosoi nispar she'achar toiris behema, chai v'oiv. Same way he was created after every bria, so too his Torah is explained after all the other animals. Last week we learned about the behemoths kasheris, the ones that are not kosher. Now, why taka was Adam created last? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, says, "Sheim tazuach daitei olav." If he becomes the Baal Gaivanik, we tell him yitosh kadmucha, a gnat was created before you. And the Medrash over here is ma'isiv that if you're zayicha, we tell him that you came before all the ma'isiv races. Seif ma'asav amashav v'tchila. The ikur kavon of the bria was for you. So the Ksav Sefer explains what did Chazal want over here. What difference does it make? Who was created first? Who was created last? She says, "Bahashkofer Rishayna." If you look at man with all of his chachma, Mamir, she's way beyond ahead of anything in the bria. He has the koyach haseichel, the koyach to make inventions, the inventions they have today with modern technologies, neira v'ayim, be able to go up into space, the most complicated computers and all those things. You look at Mama, she's far and ahead of the rest of the bria. Zoptik Sav Sefer, but if you think about it, it's all a mirage. It's all a smokescreen. Because Be'emes, Adam is the weakest of the entire bria. Because in physical matters, the other animals and the other brias, they have their mezonos, they have their instincts, they're able to get mezonos without new inventions, they're able to build dams, there's tremendous instincts. Beavers build dams of such tremendous structure. Tiny ants, they build hills and such that scientists are learning from today. Wasps, they're able to build nests that scientists are learning from today. Look, I'll be air conditioning, look, I'll be those kinds of things. So if you're talking about physical things, animals are stronger than us. They can get their resilience easier than us. They don't have the poverty and the depression and everything that you find in the bria today. So all of the advances of man is just a smokescreen because his needs are greater. He built up his tibus. He needs more. So Mamela, he needs these inventions. But Be'emes, all the seichel that he utilizes for these inventions, it's all a smokescreen. Animals have it better than us. Moshe Lamar Dover Diamond, he says, a little child walks into a hospital and he sees in the hospital rooms there's people lying in bed. They're attached to machines and there's nurses and doctors hovering all over them. So the child is jealous. Look at these people, the attention that they're getting. Me, nobody looks at me. Nobody pays attention to me. And look at the attention that they're getting. The Shaita Shabailam. He says, you know, these people need that attention because they're shvacher, because they're sick. You, Baruch Hashem, you go on your own 2 feet. Same thing with an Adam Keneged, the rest of the Bria. However, if Adam uses his intellect and he uses his dibur, his seichel, for the ikar tachlas, that's for Olam Haba, and for serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for keeping the Torah. Oh, so then you attack a Mekayim HaTachlis, and then you're way ahead of everybody else. But that's the only way you're ahead of everybody else, if you use it for the tachlas. So that's what Chazal said over here. Im tozuach da'itei lo, he becomes a Baal Gaivanik. He doesn't want to lower himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to be Mekayim D'Rasana Bayrei. So what good is all your seichel? A gnat is more advanced than you. It's all a smokescreen. But if, on the other hand, you use it for ruchnias, you use it for nitzchias, you use it to be mekadoshim shamayim, so then take, we say you came before everybody. So if ma'aseh b'machshav v'tchila, that end creation was meant all for you. Like Avigdor Miller, he gives an example. He says, the day of a chasana. So who comes to the chasana hall first? The workers to clean up the mess from the night before. Then afterwards comes the people that work in the kitchen to cook, and the people to set up the tables, and then comes the photographer, and then the vaitekreivim come, and who makes their appearance last on the chasana? That's the chasana and kala. So everything else happened all because of them. That's why we were created last, because we are supposed to be the tachlis of the bria. By medvar mamurim that we're tachlis of the bria, if we're mekayim the bereishis, b'shul ha-toyrish and ikvareishis. That's the key word in what Chazal wanted over here. Odom ki yiyeh ba'or b'soroi, se'eis oisapachas oibaheres. a person will have on the skin of his flesh different kinds of nigoin. So the Medrash here, Vayikra Rabba says, Marshal a matruna, chash of a woman, she entered the palace of the king. When she saw different sticks and straps and all kinds of weapons hanging on the wall, she started trembling. I'm sure I got to get out of here. So the Melech told her, don't be afraid. These are for the avodim and for the shvachs. They don't behave themselves. They get out of line. It's meant for them. But you could eat and you could drink and you could be happy over here. Relax. So too, when Klal Yisrael heard the parsha of Negoim, they became all afraid. Amar lehem Moshe, Eilu l'umizayilam, avalatem lechol v'lishtois v'lismayach. You don't have to worry about that. You eat and drink and be merry and be happy. So l'chayra, in fact, Rav Shimon Schwab, zechitzadik l'vracha, what do you mean that the Negoim for the umizayilam? There's no such thing as Negoim by umizayilam. The Ramban speaks out, in the parish of Taras HaBeged, he says, Zeh HaInyan is not a tibious dikid thing. It's not a natural thing. It's not in the world. Negei Batim, the same thing. But because Yisrael Shleimim LaHashem, so there's a Ruach Hashem upon them always, and if it happens that they need a reminder, so he sends them a Nega, but it's not found by the guy. But it was only Negeia in Eretz Yisrael when we lived. Gans Klal Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, b'zman habayis. So what does the Medrash mean over here, that these Negoim are not for Klal Yisrael, not for Klal Yisrael, they're for the Umos HaOlam? What does that mean? So Schwab gives a teretz. I'd like to say it over in a little bit of a different nusach, in which he says it, but the teretz boils down to the same thing. There's a Mishnah in Masechtas Nedarim that says, Hanoider min hamulim. If somebody makes a neder not to have anor from Gemal to people, he's not allowed to have anor from any yid, even if the yid happens to be not gemalt. If somebody makes a neder not to have anor from areilim, so he's usher to have anor from goyim, even if that goy happens to have had a meal. What's the uptake? A yid be'etzem is gemalt. His pnimius is gemalt. He has to do it on the chutz as well. So even if, Chas v'Shalom, he wasn't able to have a bris milah on the outside, but be'etzim is considered a mohol on the inside. A goy be'etzim is an aro. So even if punkt he has the chitzonius dika bris mila, he's be'etzim still considered an aro. The same thing could be said over here, lagabi negoim. A stam goy is a negua bifnim. Nega eshaich dim. The reason why you don't see it coming out on his skin, because his own metzias is like that, right? But a yid be'etzim is not a negua. Yid be'etzim is pure. It's not shaykh by a yid. If he starts being noited to the drachim of the goyim, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a symbol on the outside. That's what it means over here. That etzem nega is shaykh to the goyim. That is their metzias. As we'll be mazur a little bit better in a minute. By a yid, there's no shaykhs to you. If taki, you're noited to them by speaking loshon hara, Hashem has to send you a simon l'dabar. There's a moedik in Maral that I've spoken about in the past. Maybe the Gemara, that in Parashas Shemois, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came into contact with Dosan Vaviram, he said, Rosh Olama Sakirei Echa. So he said, Mi Samcho Le'ish Sar V'Shoivet Aleinu, Halor Geinu Adoimer, Kasher Haraktas HaMitzri. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ochein Noida Hadover. So Rashi says, I was always wondering why Yisroel was nishtabed more than the rest of the Umos HaOlam. But now I see. Neshiyesh behem dilturin, people that are megalasai, people that tattle. So I see, taka, why they deserve it. So the Maral and Gur Ariyeh HaTorah asks, that's why they deserve more than the Goyim. Goyim also are dilturin. If anything, more so than Yidden. So why do the Yidden deserve it more than Goyim? Zok the Maral and Dover Nifla. A goy is shayach to the olam hachitzayim, to the outside, external world. A yid is mekusher to the olam hapnim, to the inside world which cannot be seen, to the ruchniyizdika world, to olam haba, the world of Torah and mitzvahs, to the world of HaKadosh Baruch. So since a goy be'etzim is a chitzayini, it's only natural for him to spill out everything on the outside. Nothing is held secret. Chazal say stam over the kirechovim or marbin bidvarim. They talk a lot because they yoyis their shayach to the chutz. Everything comes out. The industry today of gossip, the printings where they print, is a multi-gazillion dollar industry. Goyim lap this up. They love everything on the outside. No secrets, nothing held in. That's shayach by a goy. They're shayach to the olam achitzayim. But a yid is shayach to the olam apnimi. So for a yid, the teva has to be to keep things inside, not to, you know, to say everything outside. Siyog l'choch mashtika. And the morale adds to that. Ochein noida hadavar. The word ochein is an aleph and a chof nun. The aleph is the number one nation, Klal Yisrael. Chof nun is b'gematria 70. That's the umas ha'ilu. If the aleph is separate from the chof nun, then it's good. Over if it's mitzdarif to the chofnun, it joins the olam hachitzayim. So we're in an area that doesn't belong to us. We're in a foreign area. So then they're mishabed us, right? And he says aleph doesn't have a sound. It's quiet. The chofnun has a sound. That's the ways of the guy. So he's of the marami brach. So that's the pshat over here. Talking and lashon hara and nega. That's the mitzias of the guy. That's shayach for them. There's no shayachas to us. We belong in the inner world, the panemius dicker world. It's only when we step out a bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to remind us with the nega. That's why it says, Odom kiyeh be'or b'saray, nega tzaraz. He makes it come out in the skin by a guy. That's his mitzias. His whole mitzias like that. That's the pshat over here. Zoyz tiyeh teiraz ha-mitzayir, Rabbi Yom Toharosay. This should be the teirah of the mitzayir on the day of his tahara, v'huvel ha-koyin. V'yotza ha-koyin el michutz la-machane. The koyin will go out michutz la-machane. V'roa ha-koyin. V'hinei nirpo. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that that's one of the reasons why the mitzvah goes chutz l'shleish ha-machanais. Simple reason is he can't be part of society. I want to teach him a lesson. You cause rifts between people with your lashon hara, between chaverim, between husband and wife, and community, out. See what it's like to live on your own. But lefidus maral comes out very good. You go out of machna shchina, out of machna levi, you're in the olam achutz. You right now, temporarily, belong to the chitzayistic world. That's the lesson that we're teaching. But anyway, on this pasuk, v'yotza ha-koyin al michutz la-machna, v'roa ha-koyin, first, the Kohen says that v'huva el hakoyin, we bring him to the Kohen, and then it says v'yotza hakoyin al michutz la-machne, and he sees him. If he's going out michutz la-machne, what is this v'huva el hakoyin? So the Dubna Magid says a very nice pshat. There's a Gemara Masechtas Erechin Daf Tesvav called Hamesaper Loshen Hora. Magdil avoynoisov ad l'shamayim. Someone that's mesaper loshen hara, he makes his aveiros big all the way up to shamayim. Shenemar shosu b'shamayim p'yem, etc., etc. Gemara learns it out of a pasuk. So the Lubna Magid says, what does that mean? If you speak loshen hara, your magdil, your aveiros ad l'shamayim. So he says the malachi hashoris in shamayim, they act the way we act over here. It says that Malachi Hashoreis cannot start saying Shira until Knesset Yisrael says Shira. The Pesach of their Shira has to come through someone who has the Koyach HaBechira. We start saying Shira with our Koyach HaBechira, that opens up a Pesach for them to do it as well. Lehepach, they can't be Mekatrig against Knesset Yisrael unless we are Mekatrig against ourselves. So when we start being Mekatrig and saying Lashon Hara, that opens up the door for them that they're able to be Mekatrig against us. Because Rebbe doesn't want to hear anything bad against us. But if we do it amongst ourselves, that opens up the Pesach. That's called, it's Magdal Aravairis Ad L'Shamayim. Because Mami don't speak Lashon Hara, so it's kept hush hush. But once we start talking about ourselves, famous Chofetz Chaim, the Chofetz Chaim the Hagdama, Shmiras HaLashon, he says, Mi ha'isha Chofetz Chaim oyev yomim liris toiv. First thing, you want life? Mitzor l'shayin chamei ra, usvasech medabim mirma. Surmei Rava Asei Toiv Bagashal Barot Feilachayra. The first thing should be Surmei Rava Asei Toiv. Keep the Torah. Don't do Arveiris. Do Mitzvahs. Lashon Hara is a prat in the Torah. So why does it say first Nitzar Lashon Chameira? Zok the Chafetz Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not, no father wants to hear Kitru against his sons. Doesn't want to hear anything bad about Klal Yisrael. By Medvar Mamurim, he could tell the son, be quiet, I don't want to hear anything. If we don't talk against each other, the minute we start talking against each other, Hashem says, I don't want to hear. He says, Rabbi Nishloilam, they talk against each other. So how could you just ignore that? And it should be me that connected me them. So Zokta Chavetz Chaim, that's what David HaMelech says. First, you say it is, before you do it, you keep your mouth closed. You don't talk about anybody. That is a protection. Hashem does not want to hear anything bad. But that ikar protection comes if you keep silent. So our words are very powerful. It can be terribly dangerous. So that the Torah says, not that we bring the person to the kayin. We show him the importance of words. Look at the kohen. A guy could be a mitzvah full of tzaraas. Until the kohen does not say he's tameh, he's not tameh. One word of the kohen changes the person's life totally. And then we have to send them away, and then he has to be mamish bodod yeshev, one word. And lehepuch, he can't become tahar until the kohen says tahar. Look at the value of words and look at the power of words. With that, you'll understand that someone that speaks Lashon Hara, he could mamish cause terrible, terrible churban. That's the behuva al akayim. Those up there, they're dubna mag. Zois tia teres hamitzoyer b'yayim toharozoi, behuva el akayim. V'yotza akayim el michus lamachna. V'roa ha-koyen v'hinei nirpa nega ha-tzaraas min ha-tzarua. So Rechaim HaKadosh asks two questions. Number one, what's v'hinei? Behold. Behold is mashma, something of surprise. You know, something that's unexpected. It says hinei. What's the v'hinei over here? You know, the fellow was closed off. We knew l'chitchila, he was checked out. There was a hezger. The purpose of sending him out is that he should get a refuah. So what is the v'hinei? Why is it a surprise now if he's tar? That's number one. Number two, the lashon nirpa nega hatzaras min hatzarua. The nega was cured of the tzarua. The nega was cured from the tzarua. Right, lehepach. The tzarua was cured off of his nega. What is this nirpa nega hatzaras min hatzarua? So Chaim HaKadosh says a davar nifla. He says the whole refuah process of the mitzvah is shalaki derech hatev. Like the Ramban says, it's not a tibiyazdik thing. The whole thing is shalaki derech hatev. Normally, if a person has a disease, so what happens? You put him into a sanitarium, you put him into a makom menucha, you let him rest, you give him nice foods, you make him relax, and people tend to him, they take care of him. He shouldn't be agitated, and that way it's good for the whole group, it's good for him to relax and go through a period where he could recover from his sickness. And here it's promised the exact opposite. For 7 days he's locked up in the house, right? After that we send him out, chutz l'shleishim achnas. Can't have any shaykhs to anybody. We agitate him. He has to call out, Tomei, I'm Tomei. Please daven for me. He has to let his hair grow. His begodim have to be ripped and such. He has to put his talus over his head. We're agitating him. We're mamash doing the exact opposite of what you do for a regular chayli. And the answer is, because this is not a regular chayli. This is a ruchni yizdik chayli. The refuah has to come from within him. To knock down that gaiva, to realize he did something wrong by besmirching the names of other people, by speaking Lashon Hara. So that's what the Torah says over here. V'hinei, behold, this is not the regular refuah of a regular sickness. This is an abnormal kind of refuah. You're doing the exact opposite of what you do for a regular chayli. V'hinei, behold, there's a refuah. Nirpa nega hatzaras, where does the refuah come from? Min hatzarua, from him himself. From within himself, because he did tshuva, because he realized he had gaiva, because he realized he He ruined the lives of people. And he's machnia himself, not because of putting lotions on his skin, not because of letting him relax and eat and drink the proper maicholim, minat tzarua, from within the tzarua himself. Those are the Chaim HaKadosh. The eight eres, because the goyim come because of gasas or ruach. The goyim come because of gaibe. Ushni soilas ve'ezoy. What should you do? You should lower yourself like a toilas, like a little worm, and like ezoy. So the Shem Yishmol asks a question. The chayra, eight eres shows gaibe. You already lowered yourself. We're talking about over here, b'hinei nirpa nega hatzaras min hatzarua. He already got the refuah. Now, how did he get the refuah like we just said? Because he lowered himself already. He did tshuva. He realized he did something wrong. He lowered himself to Hashem. He did tshuva. So why are you now mentioning to him again, you should go and lower yourself and remember the extraneous of gaiva adrava about tshuva. Someone that did tshuva, you're not supposed to be masquerading him as Averis. So why over here, after he already did the tshuva, he brings in eight eres and the ezek to be mashmal himself? So the Avnei Nezer says, like about the Gibshad, Avnei Nezer says, there's two types of achno. This type of achno where a fellow realizes the godless abayre mamish, and he realizes all the chasodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him. Where am I worthy of this? How am I serving Hashem? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And realizing the overall godless abayre mamish, he feels he lowers himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the ultimate in lowering himself. That's the Derech HaRatzi. There's another kind of a lowering himself. The Be'etzim, he was a Baal Gaivet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him Yisurim. So Mimele, he was Machniyah himself. That's also a Madrega. However, that comes with a danger. Because it comes out, it could be he only lowered himself Machmas the Yisurim. But then when the Yisurim go away, it could be he'll forget about it and he'll go back to his old ways. So the Derech HaRotzi is to be machniyah himself because of the godless Abayre and the chasodim he's doing for him and feel unworthy for all of that. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. What should you do? What's the ideal way? After you attack a machniyah yourself, machmas the yisurim, don't settle for that. You have to realize that that could come back and then you're going to be in trouble again. So for that it says, now that you've already done that, you bring in Eitzeres, you bring Shnei Soilas ve'ezoiv, and then realize you have to lower yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the overwhelming Kayach Hashem and because of the Gebaldik HaSadim that he does for you. You have to humble yourself, not because of Yisurim, because of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzem. I've said over in the past, Rekiv Eger was good friends with the Nesivis, very close. So one time they were together, davening in a shul during the week. And there was a day where they were laning, so they called up Rav Kiv Eger for shlishi. So Rav Kiv Eger fainted. He fainted. So the Nesivis chapped right away why he fainted, because he had Agnes Nefesh that they gave him the Aliv instead of the Nesivis. So he ran over to him. He said, Rav Akiva, they didn't give you the Aliv because they think you're greater than me in learning. It's because your kehillah is a bigger kehillah than mine. Rav Kiv Eger got up to the Sefer Torah and he made the brach. So somebody asked the Chazon Ish, can you believe such a story? It sounds so extreme. Like, how do you can you believe such a story? Chazon Ish says, I wasn't there. I don't know if the story happened. But one thing I could tell you, for Rav Kiv Eger to have been Zoyche, to the amount of Torah that he was Mechadish, he had to have that Madrega of Anav. What Chazayin has said, Anova wasn't a chayach, you know. Talking about Ruki Vega, like, I shake my head all the time. You look at Ruki Vega, you shake your head and wonder, like, what, you know, how in the world did he come up with this? And he was on that madrega of Anova that he fainted when somebody else gets an aliyah. A guten Shabbos.
He's a inical.
Oh, right. Oh, it's a good job.